They're the most awarded and highly lauded group in a cappella music history, including 10 Grammy Awards, and are basically an American musical treasure. I'm Steve Houck, and welcome to Voice of America's Music Alley Spotlight. Formed in 1980 at Oakwood University in Alabama, they became Take Six in 1987 and never looked back. Since then, they performed for four sitting U.S. presidents and continue to elate audiences worldwide. We'll talk to our very special guests in just a moment, but first, some beautiful music from the one and only Take Six.
One, two, three. So everybody just clap your hands. Come on and just clap your hands. Take Six in the building. Clap your hands. Come on and just clap your hands. And let me hear you say, come on. Come on.
Yeah. One, two, three. Da 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 da. To be a time when I would blame somebody else. Everything that happened to me.
Everybody.
Nothing ever changed till I turned and asked myself. I said, sir, what's wrong with me?
What's your deal?
I can't help it.
Oh, no.
I can't fight it. Wanna hide it.
Keep hiding.
That seems to be me.
It looks like.
I remember what the good book said. Really lived, you got to be dead. So I asked for help for God's help, and I got the victory.
Come on, everybody. We're just getting started.
Uh-huh.
Rocking the party.
Oh, yeah.
Cause we got the victory.
We got the victory.
Come on, everybody.
Come on.
We're dancing the glory.
Uh-huh.
Rocking the party.
Oh, yeah.
Cause we got the victory.
Oh, how to do it all. Always teach somebody else. Like the perfect one was me, myself, and I. When it fell apart, I was standing all by myself, and I feel
question why,
I can't help it,
oh no,
and I can't fight it, don't wanna hide it, that seems to be me, I remember what the good book said, really live, it got to be dead, so I asked for help for God's help, and I got the victory. Process of learning where God is the answer.
Love is the key.
Oh,
prize is waiting.
And it's waiting for you
and for me
to cross the finish line.
And claim
it to be.
Come on, everybody.
Come on.
We're just getting started.
We're just getting started.
Rocking the party.
We got the victory. We got the victory.
Honored and privileged to have one of the top a cappella groups of all time, if not the top, Take Six, guys. Thanks so much,
Steve,
for being
thank
here.
You. Thank you.
Unbelievable honor.
You.
You know, why don't we start at the beginning for a second? Claude, at Oakwood College, it was Oakwood College back then, it's changed to university, the Ambassadors, right?
Whoa.
Hey.
Wow.
You get points for that.
Thanks.
Nice.
You started this thing. Why? What prompted you to start a music group back in the day?
Very simple. That particular college has a really rich heritage of a cappella groups, specifically quartets. Right. So when I was a freshman, I started a quartet of three other freshman guys. We were the Gentlemen's Estates Quartet, because that was the name of the freshman housing. And true story, we used to rehearse in a large bathroom, because everybody knows you sound great in the bathroom. Rehearsing one day, Mark Kibble comes into the bathroom, adds a fifth part, and starts arranging for the group, invites himself in. We add another member, and you know, pretty much the rest is history.
What was the mindset to how the group would evolve and how the sounds would evolve? Because when we heard you guys perform a little earlier, you heard R&B, you heard jazz, you heard a little bit of everything. What was the evolution of the music, and how did it become what it is today?
Well, you know, I think because we all actually play instruments, you know, to some form or fashion. Everybody plays keyboards. Some guys play trombone and guitar and things like that. So we wanted to have a group that covered all the bases of all the instrumentation. So that was the original intent from having six people and having an a cappella group. From there was this love of jazz and everything else you mentioned, from R&B to pop to gospel. So we tried to marry all those elements into everything we did.
Pretty much as a creator, whatever you have inside of you, whatever you listen to, whatever you love, is going to eventually come out.
Over the years, the reputation of Take Six has just been fabulous. I mean, four sitting presidents you've played for, across the board collaborations with some of the greats. What set Take Six apart? There's been a lot of, you know, stellar a cappella groups that have come and gone, but what sets you apart?
We're still together.
How to do it.
We do our best. We try to represent excellence every time we step up to the mic. And mutual respect of each other and the love of God. We work hard. And I think that just shows over time that you put the work in and have a relationship that people can feel.
Over time, you've had an element of gospel, and it's been a big part of you. You've won a Grammy or two for your gospel work. Has that gospel feel continued to pervade through Take Six? Has it waned a little bit as time gone by? It's probably always in your heart.
Absolutely.
But has it been part of the music since the beginning?
Yeah, it's the pack. Just think of it, the package. It's always inside there. The wrapping changes, but the package always contains gospel. That's what we're about, what inspires us. That's what got us going and what keeps us pushing.
Collaborated with some incredible people. I mean, the list goes on between Ray and Whitney Houston and Al Jarreau and Stevie, which was, I've seen that clip, and it brings tears to your eyes. What was probably couple of the most memorable collaborations in a nutshell that you've done over time that you look back and still get a little bit of a chill up the spine?
Well, I mean, those that you mentioned, each relationship that we have in the business brings something special in and of itself. Quincy Jones is like a father to us. Stevie's like a big brother to us. We've been privileged, like you said, to pretty much work with just about everybody. I know we would love to work with Aretha Franklin. That would be a good thing. But, you know, we just...
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
Wow.
Especially the way he said that.
You're right. And he still brings it, right?
Absolutely. So,
between the seven of you, that would be some beautiful sounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Well, we're going to have some more great conversation with these guys in Take Six in just a minute. From their brand new record from 2016 called Believe, this is Reset.
When I look in the mirror, but it is even harder to live with the choices I've made. What's the point of trying again? Seems like I will never win. No, kind of hard not living like a huge mistake. No. Life's going crazy. Can someone save me from these choices I'm making before I lose my mind? If you're your wits in. All there was left to do is reset. You can start over. Oh, if it's making no sense, sometimes your only move is reset. You can start over. Reset. Well, it feels like the walls closing in on me. Yet I know my life and as bad as I sometimes seem. We're tired of getting by. Someday I'm gonna fly. Until that time comes, I've been waiting patiently. Yeah. Life's going crazy. Can someone save me?
You just have to do it on beat. That's all. That's it. That's all we ask.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see, no, I won't be afraid. No, no, no. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stay.
had a big moment in the history of Take Six recently when you were ambassadors for the United States to go over to Cuba as the first American vocal group since the reestablishment of diplomatic relations between them. There was a quote I wanted to read that said, in some form, Take Six helped to advance U.S. diplomacy and interests in ways that our formal process could not.
Whoa.
Why do you think people felt like that when you were over there? Give us a little bit of a nutshell of what that experience was like in Cuba to play for the people over there and feel that.
You know, it seemed one of the first things that they wanted to reconnect was culture and music. And so it was part of one of the decisions that led to us coming there. And it's interesting because as soon as we got there, they took us to see their art that was on the wall. They had us meet a whole bunch of different groups that we didn't know at some point had listened to some parts of our music. Mm. And it was amazing to hear these groups and these artists to hear them do their thing and then to let them know, you know, I listened to this project, your first project. I was able to hear one or two songs and it just inspired me to do something. And it was just so humbling to do that. And I could see why they wanted to connect on that level before they started opening up all the different other levels that they wanted to connect on.
It seems the Rolling Stones were there around the time you were there, give or take a few weeks.
Probably so
there's
right after.
There's a couple big acts yeah. going right in, one after the other. Yeah, well, you play over Europe. In fact, you're just about to go on a European tour, as far as we know. The language is a different barrier occasionally overseas. It just doesn't seem to matter to you. What do those European audiences feel like to you when you're over there?
Your music is a powerful thing. Back to what Joy was saying, I've often felt like if the UN just had a big cookout, and everybody tastes each other's food and listen to their music and just have a big picnic, there'd be no more wars. People are the same all over the world. They love family, they love music, they love togetherness and to be happy. And I think the power of music and the power and the message unites people. So if there's a speaking barrier, it's quickly overcome when you add the layer of music and heart and soul.
What is the essence of a cappella music? I mean, we heard you sing earlier. We know what the kind of the genres that are crossed across the music. But what is the essence of when you guys are up there and it's just your voices speaking? What is the essence of a cappella to you?
A cappella is very special because it is devoid of all the exterior coatings. It is bare musical soul. You can share nothing more than the purity of who you are, the purity of your voice and your soul. And that's what we experience when we sing. That's what people get when they hear us. And I'll also add this, that when you are trying to impart the essence of love, it comes from the soul. And you get that most directly when it comes straight out of somebody's voice. So that's why a cappella is so special for us.
Yeah, you can really feel that. You nailed it. You have a new record. It's number, what number record is this, 11?
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah, right.
We've heard 16, we've heard
14.
What was the thought process behind doing this record? You guys have been doing this for a while. So was there a, let's do something different, let's do what we know works. What was the kind of the thought process behind Believe?
Well, in the collaboration with our record company, SRG, ILS, Universal, we wanted to do something that was accessible, number one, something that with our business partner, the record label, they felt that comfortable selling. And so we sat down with Ross Finelli, the producer who produced a CD with us, and we came up with the collection of songs there on Believe.
Give us a cross-section of the songs on the new record. Are there originals, covers, kind of a regular Take Six kind of cross-section, or how does it break down a little
bit? They're originals that we all, again, this is one of the, usually our process, creative process, is one guy or two guys get together and we don't live in the same city, so we write and we present things to the group. This time we were all together in one room, working together and putting the CD together. So, it's a good cross section of, like I said, they're all songs that we wrote together. We have some a cappella songs on there as well to keep up that tradition. Some pop songs. We pretty much cover the gamut.
You talk about six people in a group. I'm in a couple of bands. I've been for about 10 or 15 years, and it seems that the more people in the band, the more issues that are going on within the band. In a minute, how do you guys keep this cohesion with six guys, different personalities over all these years?
I think, like Vin said, I mean, part of we're a family, and not only are we a family, we're brothers. We love each other, we respect each other, but we have a mission, and that is to spread the love of God. And so, it's bigger than the six of us together, and so it's our calling.
Amazing talking to Take Six. We'll be right back again with them to close out. But right now, let's go to a great old song, a classic one called Oh Mary.
Let's do that.
One, two, three.
Don't worry. No, no. Don't worry.
We need you.
Oh, oh. Now don't you worry. Tell mother not to mourn.
Mary, don't you weep.
Tell the mother not to mourn.
Mother, don't you mourn.
His barrel's on me.
Barrel's
on me. Don't you know that man you're about?
Child in the sea.
Singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you
weep. Tell mother not to mourn, Lord.
Mother, don't you mourn.
Tell mama not to mow.
Mama, don't you mow.
Well, oh, Mary.
Mary, don't you
mow. Oh, tell mama not to mow.
Mama, don't you mow.
Sparrows on me.
Sparrows.
Don't you know that they
drowned? Drowned in the Red Sea.
Singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you mow.
Hey, mama not to mow.
Mama, don't you mow.
Think
Mary understands. Right. Tell Martha.
Tell Martha not to move.
Thank you so much.
He's got it made.
Come on.
He won't admit it, but it's just a masquerade. He's a modern-day seaman with a case of falsehood to be firm. What a shame. It's a game.
And then there's Dimple Sister Simba. Ain't she sweet?
Oh, yes, she is.
She gets the word, next thing you know, it's in the street. By time it's been repeated, all the truth has been deleted. What a shame. Hey, yeah. Seems like everything we hear is just a tale. But I guess I'll be never ever found as good a spread love that brings.
With twisted sense of vision, they treat rumors like religion. What a shame.
Time.